had so deeply touched his heart that every day he went out into the forest and listened to it. Once, when he was still standing behind a tree, he saw that an enchantress come there, and he heard how she cried, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Then Rapunzel let down the braids of her hair, and the enchantress climbed out to her. "If that is the ladder by which one mounts, I will for once try my fortune," she said he. And the next day, when it began to grow dark, he went to the tower and cried, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. Immediately, her hair fell down and King Sun climbed out. At first, Rapunzel was terribly frightened when a man such as her eyes had never yet beheld came to her. But the King's son began to talk to her quiet like a friend, and told her that his heart had been so stirred that it had let him have no rest, and he had been forced to see her. Then Rapunzel lost her fear, and when he asked her if she would take him for her husband, and she saw that he was young and handsome, she told, "He will love me more than all them cattle does." And she said yes and laid her hand in his. She said, "I will willingly go away with thee, but I don't know how to get down. Bring with thee a skein of silk every time that thou comest, and I will weave a ladder with it. And when that is ready, I will descend, and thou wilt take me on thy horse." They agreed that until that time he should come to her every evening. For the old woman came by day. The enchantress remarked nothing of this until once Rapunzel said to her, "Tell me, Dame Gothel, how it happens that you are so much heavier for me to draw up than the young King Sun. He is with me in a moment." "Ah, thou wicked child," cried the enchantress, "what do I hear thee say? I thought I had separated thee from all the world, and yet thou hast deceived me." In her anger, she clutched Rapunzel's beautiful tresses, wrapped them twice round her left hand, seized a pair of scissors with the right, and snip, snap, they were cut off, and the lovely braid lay on the ground, and she was so pitiless that she took poor Rapunzel into a desert where she had to live in great grief and misery. On the same day, however, that she cast out Rapunzel, the enchantress in the evening fastened the braids of her which she had cut off to the hook of the window, and when the king came and cried, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," she let the hair down. The king's son exclaimed, but he did not find his dearest Rapunzel above. But the enchantress, who cast at him with witch and venomous looks, "Aha," she cried mockingly, "thou wilt fetch thy dearest, but the beautiful bird sit on no longer singing in the nest. The cat has got it, and will scratch out thy eyes as well. Rapunzel is lost to thee. Thou wilt never see her more." The king's son was beside himself with pain, and in his despair he leapt down from the tower. He escaped with his wife, but the throne into which he fell pierced his eye. Then he wandered quite blind about the forest, ate nothing but roots and berries, and did nothing but lament and weep over the loss of his dearest wife. Thus he roamed about in misery for some years, and at length came to the deserving Rapunzel, with the twins to which she had given birth, a boy and a girl, lived in what wretchedness. He heard a voice, and it seemed so familiar to him that he went toward it. And when he approached, Rapunzel knew him and fell on his neck and wept. Two of her tears wetted his eyes, and they grew clear again, and he could see with them as before. He led her to his kingdom, where he was joyfully received, and they lived for a long time afterwards, happy and contented.